And Jeremy, I'm going to ask you to reveal a secret here. What's the one place in the United States you love to visit because so few other people know to go there?
I like to find hikes that have nice views of the cities. And so when I lived in L.A., I used to go to Temescal Canyon, which is beautiful. And here in Boston, I like to go out to this place called Nowanette Peak in Dover, Massachusetts.
I've not been there yet.
Well, don't go. It's my secret.
I will try not to. There's a good chance that for a lot of us, West Virginia is off the radar. Tour companies were at the state capitol this week in Charleston asking lawmakers to up West Virginia's profile around the country. A state program to fund advertising has fallen from $23 million in 2004 to less than $3 million this year. And that means potential tourists aren't as likely to hear TV spots like this one.
There is a place where getting away from it all means getting closer. Where being unplugged means you reconnect. A place where there truly is something for everybody. Find your wild and wonderful in West Virginia.
Those ads make a big difference to Dave Arnold's business. He co-owns a river rafting company called Adventures on the Gorge. And he was at the Capitol this week looking for help. Dave, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And okay, so for people who aren't familiar with the rivers in West Virginia, explain, how good are they?
Well, we have a saying here that says it's America's best whitewater, and that is obviously a big claim, but it is arguable. So clearly the New and the Gauley Rivers, which are the two rivers we run, are two of the top five in the United States, maybe the top six or seven, but clearly these are two of the best rivers in the United States for commercial whitewater.
And yet that hasn't necessarily helped all that much because there's been a big decline in the whitewater industry that's been happening over several years in West Virginia. How bad has it gotten?
Well, first off, you're right. It's amazing. How does a diamond fall apart? And especially the Gauley, which is one of the top three rivers in the United States as far as whitewater. You know, it is half the size it was 10 years ago in the number of people that go on the river. But we have seen a decline from somewhere around 225,000 people in the year 2000 to today, where we see about 100,000. So more than half of the people are now gone.
So that's a really big drop. I mean, what is it? Fewer people are interested in running rivers? You also think it might have something to do with the way the state is advertising West Virginia's rivers?
Well, as you would guess, we've spent a lot of time studying this because we've really been perplexed. And the conclusion we've come to is obviously that it's many, many things. Kids today spend more time on the computers. They're not turning over rocks and streams looking for crawdads, so they don't have the outdoor ethic that my generation grew up with. And then my generation is getting older and having hip replacements and knee surgeries, and so all this stuff's happening. We see a cultural change in America where there's more cultural diversity, and some of the Hispanic population maybe doesn't raft as much, and we just have to educate them that it's a great experience. All these things come into play. But by far, the number one reason is the lack of marketing, both in the industry and by the state of West Virginia.
So as we said, the state of West Virginia this year has less than $3 million dedicated to its advertising budget. But how do you know that makes a difference?
Well, we know because our own companies, we see it. When we cut back our advertising budgets, we see a huge decline. Not only that, but a number of companies have researched it over the years. Longwoods International is probably the top company in the world that does studying of tourism businesses. And they study it every year, why things decline, why they don't. And they've clearly also said that it's a marketing function.
Could you talk about these advertisements that work supposedly very well? When I turn on the TV in Pennsylvania, for instance, I might see a beautiful sweeping vista of West Virginia and its rivers or something like that, right? We've seen these before.
There's always somebody that's doing it really well. For years, Virginia's for Lovers was a great campaign. Really, the soup du jour in the tourism industry, at least in the Mid-Atlantic region today, is Pure Michigan. So you see Michigan going after really authentic experiences with really emotional 30-second commercials, whether it's radio, whether it's TV, but they're going for your heart. And what they're finding is not only does it bring people to Michigan to play, but they also come for second homes, retirement, workforce, all kinds of things. So the benefits are multiple.
And Michigan, of course, a state that was hit hard, Rust Belt area, the automotive industry looking for new ways to bring energy into the state. But I've got to ask, Dave, why should the state be responsible for doing this? If I own a solar company, I'm not going to expect the state to run advertising on my behalf.
Well, I think this is one of the things that most people in America don't know. I'll make a statement here that I'm pretty confident of. There is no tourism business in the United States that does not have some type of government subsidy helping them grow. And somebody might be surprised by that, but the reason why I'm so confident in that is every state has Pure Michigan, Virginia's for Lovers, Wild and Wonderful. All states have some type of promotional mechanism for small business, for tourism small business. So it's part of the game. And when it becomes part of the game, if your state is not playing the game well, then you get hurt. So we're surrounded by states that have very large, very aggressive marketing budgets. Ohio, Michigan, Virginia, our big markets, places where people are, you know, looking to come whitewater rafting for a mountain experience, they are getting bombarded with other messages that are, you know, partly paid for, but with state monies.
And it is true. When I think about West Virginia, I'll be honest, I don't really think of a place to go on vacation. And I wonder if you think because of this, West Virginia has a bit of an image problem.
You know, we've studied that a lot here, and I've been in business since 1977 here. I've also chaired the State Tourism Commission, so I've been privy to a lot of the data. And we always thought in West Virginia that we had a bad image, that we had a classic Appalachian image, you know, no shoes, no brains. We were very pleasantly surprised that what we found out is that actually there was no image at all. It's not unusual at all for somebody to say, oh, yeah, I've been to Richmond before, and I have to tell them. I say, Richmond's in another state.
Wrong state,
you know,
right.
That's Virginia. You know, oh, there's two, yeah. So that's an opportunity, and it's a problem. So the difference of whether it's an opportunity or a problem is marketing.
Yeah, well, in a way, this isn't about whitewater rafting. It's really – a big picture, I imagine, about West Virginia's economy, too. You know, coal severance taxes are down, for instance. How do all these things fit together?
You know, I've always said this, Peter, that you do not want a state to be dependent on tourism or a city or a county. But what you do want is tourism as part of your mix. To me, it's a lot like art. You know, if you're going to have art in a city, art in a community, it just makes it stronger. It makes it more interesting. It's the same way with tourism. You need to have a strong tourism background. It's assuming you have product, which we have amazing product. So if you have that as part of your diversified economy, it makes everything else more interesting, whether it's coal, timber, you know, whether it's high tech, whatever. A great tourism economy just puts a little bit of spice in life and makes the city, the community, the county, the state more interesting.
Dave Arnold co-owns Adventures on the Gorge. He joined us from Charleston, West Virginia. Dave, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Peter.
And there is a reason why West Virginia isn't investing much in tourism marketing. The state's tourism commissioner, Amy Goodwin, told me West Virginia is projecting a $260 million budget shortfall. Her own department just took a nearly 8% cut. So Goodwin says her priority is funding research to tell her where to direct advertising money.
We have so few dollars to spend that we need the research in our hands to make sure. I can always guess on where I think the best place to put our money is, but what I really need is research to make sure that every single dollar that we spend in the future for the state of West Virginia has a significant return on investment.
Goodwin says the tourism department didn't have a Facebook page or a Twitter account until 6 months ago. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter O'Dowd, in for Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.